Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. I was just calling to see if I could get a little bit more information about unsecured. I don't know. Let me see what would be best for me.
Yeah. Do you have that the 16-digit reservation code on that in the piece of mail that we had sent you?
2311-3201-0026.
I have to type it in. Hold on one sec for me. I just got to pull up the computer screen. Wait one second for me, please. Okay. And I am ready when you are. Can you just repeat the first four numbers, please?
2311-3201-0026-9560.
Okay. One second while I pull up your file.
How's ours?
Okay. Am I looking at is this Logistic Kings, LCC?
Correct.
Okay. And I am speaking with, I'm sorry, could you repeat your name?
Sue Hare.
How do you spell that?
S-U-H-A-I-R.
Okay. And your last name?
H-O-S-K-I-E.
H-O-S-K-I-E. Okay. And then what would be a good number to reach back out to you in case we are to get disconnected?
1-888-507-1510.
Okay. And is that the number you're calling from right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file for you, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
Okay.
So the business classification, is it a partnership? Is it a C-Corp, an S-Corp, an LLC?
Well, it's an LLC.
Okay. And are you still located on 5508 Peachcrest Road in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And then how long have you guys been in business?
For almost a year now.
Okay, excellent. And then lastly, what would be a good email address to, in case I have to send you out any information?
LogisticKings.LC@gmail.com.
Okay, so that was Logistic Kings. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last part there. We broke up.
LLC.
LLC, okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail, gotcha. Okay, so what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can be a good fit for your business. So what were you looking to do?
Well, we actually want to just be able to not use our factoring company because they charge like the 3%. So I guess I try to have some reserves, you know, just like maybe like $10,000 in reserves so that we can be able to pay our drivers while we wait for the shipper to pay us without using the factoring company because I just lost like $350 in one day by factoring. And that, you know, for a small business, new, that's really painful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. How long have you been thinking about this? Is this something that's been a recent issue or?
Well, we were going to wait until we get our taxes to, you know, just use that money and put that money up. But we're like, oh, well, we should probably buy a truck, too, to be able to use that money to be able to say, you know, keep the business afloat, rather.
Right. So you're looking for capital and a vehicle as well, then?
Perhaps because they you can put $5,000 up to $5,000 down and then finance the truck.
Okay, because we have an equipment finance program. It's different from our working capital program, and that is the 2 to 5 year secured loan with a monthly payment. So if you were looking for a vehicle, I think that would be the most economical way to bring one on, instead of because our other program, the working capital that you could use to pay the drivers, that is unsecured. So the rates are a little bit higher, and the program themselves are a little bit more shorter term. So it seems like it would make more economic sense to you guys, especially if you're a smaller business starting up, you know, to maybe use the equipment finance program to bring on that truck, and then we could use the working capital program to bring on a little extra capital for you to help pay the drivers in between you guys getting paid, if that makes sense.
And what's the difference in the
so with our yeah, so with the equipment finance program, our rates start in the you know, mid single digits, right around 4.5%, and can go up from there. And that's a secured loan. So with the unsecured loan, you know, our rates start right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. These are designed
so
to
unsecured is how much?
It's about 10 cents on the dollar, and then can go up from there, because they're more short-term loans. They're designed to get a business, the return on their investment, and get their tax write-off, you know, and move on to their next project. So they're not paying for something that they've already completed, you know, 2 years, 3 years later down the road, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So have you approached your bank at all about, I got any feedback from them with regards to your plans and what you guys are looking to do?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay. And then let me ask you. Oh, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Oh, no. I was saying we were just going to go get, like, probably a little secured one. So, I don't know. I'm just weighing my options here.
Okay. And let me ask you this. I know you guys have been around about a year. Do you know what you happened to do in sales last year? Because our unsecured program, our working capital program, is based off of the last year's sales. We can lend you 10 to 15% of that.
Oh, no, I don't have that information yet. I'm getting all that together.
Okay.
Putting it on the chart. So that I can have it.
Okay. So would you know if just a ballpark? Did you do over maybe 100,000 in sales last year?
No, I would say maybe about 50,000.
Okay. So were you guys open an entire year last year? Was it part of the year?
No.
Are you guys
actually? No, we probably won't even qualify, because if it goes based on that, then we won't. Because no, I was giving you here.
Oh no, because it's just based off of 10 to 15% of the year's previous sales. So there's no minimum on the sales. I was just curious because I want to see if we could get you to that $10,000 mark that you're looking for.
Right, and then that's what I was saying. We haven't been in business that long. Our revenue last year, we just came in December, November. So
another route we could do, we would just do a profit and loss sheet for you know, the months from January up to present, and that could be a good indicator for us as well as what we could make available to you.
Okay.
One
moment, sir. Hold on, sir. I'm sorry. I've been holding on the line for 45 minutes for them, so please hold one second. Hi, ma'am. Hi. I was calling because I would like to fax in a bill, but I also wanted to speak to someone because I received a bill in the mail, and it said that my daughter didn't have coverage back in April, so I need to get information on that, and then I would like to change. I couldn't make her appointment without changing the Okay, sir?
Yes.
Sir, okay. So we were, you were saying that,
So another option would be, a profit and loss sheet for from January all the way to the present. That could be an indicator of what your potential sales could be for the year, and that could help us out.
Okay. Well, can I get that to you, or do I need to do that now?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together an email for you of the items that we would need to take a look at, and then I will put my contact information on there as well. And, you know, if you have any questions, gathering that information or why we need a specific piece of information, you can always reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, and then my name is Zach again.
Okay, Zach, I'm Sue.
Sue, it was a pleasure to speak with you today. And one last question. How would you rate the personal credit of the business? Or your personal credit, I'm sorry.
About 680.
Okay, you're right there, right around the national average, which is not bad. Now, are you the only owner of this business, or are there more people involved?
Just myself and my fiance, but we'll probably just do one. I mean, I don't need to be involved really at all. Yeah, we'll probably just do one, always do.
How does your fiance credit?
I'm the manager.
How would you rate your fiance's credit? Is it his better than yours?
Yeah, much better. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we could probably just go through him with regards to that, and that will make things better. But I'm going to start putting together this list, and I can have it over to you in about 10 minutes, and then as quickly as you can get that information back to me, I'll start going to work for you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And again,
Are these hard hit inquiries, or are they soft?
Soft. We only look at Experian. We don't look at the other agencies.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to get you that profit info. I'll get everything to you. Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Sure. Absolutely. And then just keep your eyes peeled. I will have that email over to you in about 10, 15 minutes. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And it was a pleasure speaking with you today, Sue.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.